Good morning. Today's gospel is from John. We always read a little sliver of John at the beginning of the year before we get into the gospel of the year, which this year, by the way, will be Mark. It's always one of the introductory stories from John. Hear the call of the first disciples. Now, this story differs a little in its historical detail from the way the same calls are recounted in the synoptics. Andrew and Peter are called first in both of them. But if you remember, it's a rather different story. In the synoptics, they're casting Andrew and Peter, a fisherman in Galilee, casting nets into the sea. Jesus comes along and says, "Follow me." And they do. And then they go on and pick up James and John at the next stop and so on. Here, it's rather different. It's in Judea. Andrew is following John, the Baptist, sees Jesus, hears John point Jesus out, follows him, goes and gets Peter and brings Peter to Jesus. So all the historical details are a little different. Similarly, we get some people that we don't know about otherwise. Philip, whose name shows up in the list, but otherwise we hear nothing in the synoptics. And Nathanael, of whom we never hear a word in the synoptics. He's not in the list of the 12. I don't know whether John had a list of the 12, and if so, whether he would have put Nathanael in him or not. All of those are little discrepancies that say, as these stories have been told over the generations, some of the historical details have gotten lost. But the similarities are, for that reason, all the more important. These are the things that it was important enough for them to keep straight as they passed on the stories. And you'll note that Jesus calls them, and they come. John points them out. They follow. There's some initiative there. But then Jesus says, "Come and you will see," and they come. Jesus says to Philip, "Come, follow me," and he does. Jesus calls them, and they come. That's about all they get. There's no indication that he sat down and laid out the program for them. "Now this is what you're going to do, and this is what I'm about, and this is what doesn't happen. All they get is the call. They have to work the rest out as they go along. And as you will notice, we're reading our way through Mark this year. They're not awfully good at it. Takes them halfway through the gospel to figure out half of who Jesus is. They don't figure out the other half until after the death and resurrection. They're rather thick-headed most of the time. But they keep trying. They keep working at it, one step at a time. Sound like us? And the same thing is true in that first reading. It's interesting. Sometimes you get the weirdest coincidences. Yesterday, before the 7:15, Otabiak preached, the son of the chief usher at that mass, who's just turned 13, is beginning to become curious about getting serious about what do you want to do when you grow up type questions. Said, "How did you know that you wanted to be a priest? Did God come to you in a dream and say, 'Lawrence, be a priest?'" Well, not exactly. But sure enough, the first reading, God comes to Samuel in a dream. But what does he say? Nothing. All he does is call his name, Samuel. Samuel thinks it's Eli's voice. Three times he goes to Eli. Takes Eli to figure it out. Eli is an interesting character, isn't he? He's an old priest. He's been a good priest. Done a good job for Israel. But he hasn't had the strength of character to confront his sons, who have more or less succeeded to his office and have been doing all kinds of things they ought not be doing. And for that, he's about to be put down. And he accepts it. It is the Lord. The Lord will do as the Lord sees fit. But he recognizes that that's no longer a coincidence. That's not the kid thinking I was calling him or dreaming I was calling him. Somebody's calling him. It must be the Lord. So Samuel does what he's told. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And boy, does he get an earful. So much so that in the morning he is, it'll be hell to tell the captain. I'm going to go tell Eli that God said that? I don't think so. But the old man insists that he does it. And he does. And after that, every once in a while, God has a message for Samuel. And Samuel has learned, when God speaks, you listen. When God says speak, you speak. And he establishes a reputation in Israel as a reliable prophet for the Lord. If Samuel said, God said such and such, you can count on it. But it all begins with this voice calling in the night. A voice he's not even sure whose it is. In fact, he gets it wrong the first three times. He doesn't get very much. He too has to take it one step at a time, one day at a time. Work his way through what this means, that God is calling him, giving him a message. It's the same for us. No, I did not get a vision in a dream telling me, go be a priest. You probably didn't get one either. You chose your own profession. You chose your own spouse. For most people, that's a trial and error thing, you know. No voice speaks to you in the night and says, this is the one, go marry this one. You go out with somebody. There is or there isn't a spark. You think you want to pursue it. You think you don't want to pursue it. The other party has their own reaction. And time after time, it doesn't work out. It's not right for you. It's not right for them. It's not right for either of you. Sooner or later, something clicks and you begin to think, maybe. You put a little more effort into it, a little more work into it. You're a little more honest with your self-disclosure, a little more attentive with your listening. Sooner or later, you come to a decision, the two of you together, that this is how you want to spend your life. But nobody came down out of a cloud and said, do it. You had to work it out, one step at a time along the way. Choosing a vocation is the same way in a profession. Nobody gives you directions. God doesn't say, this is what you're supposed to do with your life. Sometimes you get pointers. My parents used to tell me and my brother, pick something that you're good at, something that's fun for you, and something that makes a difference. Two out of three ain't bad. I'm having fun and it does make a difference. Unfortunately for my parents, both my brother and I took that seriously. I became a priest, he became a teacher, and they never did have any rich kids to support them in their old age. But we think we make a difference anyway. We have to work that out one step at a time. I still don't know. I got some ideas. I got some plans. When I should retire. And how we should structure the transition and all that kind of stuff. May work out that way. May not. May not be what God's calling. God calling may be that I get hit by the beer truck on the way out the door. Anywhere in between. We'll find out as we go along. You don't get the certainty. Being called doesn't mean being given point-for-point directions. It means hearing the voice that says, come, follow me. You hear Jesus pointed out by a friend, behold, the Lamb of God. You get called by a relative. Andrew goes and gets Simon. We have found the Messiah. Friend to friend, Philip and Nathaniel. But when you come, however you were brought, you hear the voice that says, follow me. And you realize that this one has the closest approximation to God, what I need to believe about God, what I can believe about God, what makes sense to me to believe about God, of anybody I've heard. This is perhaps an embodiment of God. This is a voice of God. Follow it. Follow that person. Listen to that voice. Don't know where it will go. Not expected to know where it will go. But just recognize it. This is the voice that speaks to me of God. This is the voice that sounds the truest when it tells me who God is. Follow that voice. Follow that person. One step at a time. No blueprints. It can be a little frightening. But then, you know, if you let it, life in itself can be a little frightening. can also be a lot of fun. Discipleship can be a little frightening, but it can be a lot of fun. Listen to the voice. Come, follow me. One step at a time. Follow me. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.